When every team member locks in, when they bring their absolute, unshakable focus to their work, extraordinary things happen. Tasks are completed faster, quality skyrockets, innovation thrives. But when focus is lost, when distractions take over, projects crumble, deadlines slip, and frustration sets in. In this podcast episode, I'm exploring the power of focus and the pain of distraction. What happens when a team harnesses laser-sharp attention? How can managers cultivate an environment where focus is protected and encouraged? And what are the brutal consequences when focus is ignored? Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast that challenges outdated business norms and explores bold new ways to drive success. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I'm diving into one of the most powerful forces in any workplace, and that is focus. Empowerment's an interesting term. It means trusting your team to do their jobs even if you have to sit on your hands, to stop checking in on them all the time, which is really easy to do. Trust your team. Worst case, they fail and learn. Best case, they succeed and make you look brilliant. You will look great. And you know, some managers say they empower their teams. But the moment you move a paperclip without permission, they're like, who authorized this chaos? Not going to happen. And a good leader says, I believe in you. And a bad leader says, I believe in you, but carbon copy me on every email so I can watch what you're doing. And, you know, empowering your team isn't risky. What is risky is pretending you're the only one with good ideas. So let's figure out how to make your team unstoppable. Jessica was a talented and well-respected manager. She led a great team, a group of smart, ambitious professionals with strong skills. But despite their talent, one major issue was holding them back, a complete lack of focus. Every project started with energy and enthusiasm, but very quickly unraveled. Meetings were chaotic, packed with so many different topics that no one could keep track of what truly mattered. Team members were constantly jumped between tasks, distractions pulled them in different directions, and the deadlines became meaningless. And the results? Well, missed goals, frustrated clients, and a growing sense of failure. Jessica, once full of confidence, now found herself devastated. She had always taken pride in her ability to lead, but it was clear her team was not getting the job done. And so, feeling lost, she turned to a trusted senior VP in the company, and she laid everything out. The chaos, the distractions, the sinking feeling that she was failing as a leader. And this older VP listened carefully and nodding as she spoke, took in every word. And when she finished, he leaned back in his chair and said, Jessica, I know exactly what the problem is. And I have the answer. And she sat up going, awesome, love it. But, he said, fixing it is going to be brutally hard. He said the problem is a lack of focus. And the solution is developing laser-like concentration. So he recommended bringing a business coach to help guide the team out of their mess because he knew someone perfect for the job. Nicole was a high-performance consultant who specialized in fixing teams that couldn't stay on track. And so she took his advice and brought Nicole in. Nicole wasted no time. She sat down with the team, observing, asking questions, and digging deep into their habits. And it didn't take her long to uncover some key issues. First of all, the team never had enough quiet time. Constant interruptions and shifting priorities killed their ability to focus. Team meetings were a disaster. They covered way too many topics, leaving everyone overwhelmed, and instead of clear on their priorities, they were lost. Nobody truly understood the power of focus. They thought multitasking was the way to success, and in reality, it was ruining their productivity. So Nicole looked at Jessica and said, "We're going to fix this, but it's going to be hard." So she introduced strict new rules to help the team develop focus. Assignments became crystal clear. Each task was narrow in scope, so nobody felt overwhelmed. Meetings were trimmed down. Only the most essential topics were discussed and side conversations were eliminated. Deep work time was protected. That was dedicated blocks of time set for uninterrupted work where notifications were silenced, distractions were shut out. And Nicole, this is really important, led by example. She modeled the focus techniques so the team could see how powerful the concentration could be. Now, let's be real about this. At first, it was incredibly difficult. The team was used to bouncing between tasks, handling multiple topics at once, and constantly being available. But with time, things begin to change, and it does take some time. Slowly, the team started adapting. They began finishing tasks faster with higher quality results. Deadlines were suddenly being met instead of missed. And Jessica noticed a huge shift in the team's morale. Instead of feeling frustrated and overwhelmed, the team members felt accomplished, productive, and motivated. They had finally learned the power of locking in and getting things done. In other words, focus. Word spread about Jessica's transformation. The VP took notice and praised Nicole's efforts, recognizing her as a game changer for the company. But more importantly, Jessica had learned an entirely new way to lead her team. She had cracked the code to focus, and it had changed everything. Well, let's dig into this in some depth. Because when Nicole took on the challenge of fixing Jessica's disorganized, unfocused team, she knew that change wouldn't happen overnight. She needed a structured approach to rewire their habits and eliminate distractions and train them to develop laser-like focus. So let's take a look at what happened. Her first step was to identify the core problems. Before making any changes, she observed and interviewed the whole team to uncover the root causes of their lack of focus. And she interviewed them one by one, not in a group. And she discovered three major problems. One was too many distractions. There were meetings, messages, emails, random interruptions were destroying their deep work time. And it's all kinds of publications out there talk about it takes an average of 20 minutes to get back to focus once you've been interrupted. The second item, overloaded and unclear tasks. Team members were juggling too many priorities at once, leading to mental fatigue. And number three, unstructured meetings. Discussions covered too many topics, making it impossible for team members to know exactly what to focus on. Once she identified these issues, Nicole created a plan to systematically fix them. So step two, establish the clear priorities for every team member. Because she knew that clarity eliminates chaos. So the first step was to narrow each person's scope of work so they knew exactly what to focus on. Each team member received a highly focused task list with only two or three major priorities at any given time. She also ensured that everyone's tasks were aligned with the project goals, so no one wasted time on unnecessary work. And a no-task switching rule was implemented. Team members had to finish one priority before moving on to the next. The third step was to eliminate unnecessary meetings, because these meetings were a huge distraction. They were constantly pulling the team away from real work. So Nicole revamped the meeting structure. No more long, unfocused discussions. All meetings had to have a clear agenda with a strict time limit. Topics that could be handled via email were removed from the meetings, and some meetings were eliminated entirely, freeing up time for deep work. Step 4. She created protected deep work time. Nicole introduced dedicated blocks of deep work time where no interruptions were allowed at all. Each team member had 3 to 4 hours per day of uninterrupted focus time, and during this time, all notifications were turned off. Email, phone calls were only checked at scheduled times. A do not disturb rule is enforced. If someone was in deep work mode, they couldn't be interrupted unless there was an emergency. Now, to be honest, at first, this was difficult for the team. Well, they were used to constant distractions. But within weeks, they saw the incredible impact of distraction-free work and what they were able to accomplish. Step 5. Train the team on focus techniques. She didn't just tell the team to focus, she taught them how to do it. And she introduced several proven focus techniques, including the Pomodoro technique, where you have 25-minute bursts of intense work, followed by short breaks. Time blocking, you plan the day in advance, and you schedule the hours you want for different tasks. And a single tasking mindset, training the team to work on one thing at a time instead of multitasking. She also modeled focus herself, making sure the team saw how deep concentration led to better work in less time. Now, step 6. Time to establish accountability and progress tracking. Because Nicole knew that if you don't track it, you won't improve it. So she had weekly focus check-ins. Each team member reported on how well they had maintained focus and where they struggled. There was quick 10-minute daily stand-up check-ins to set priorities for the day, ensure everyone was on track. Then they celebrated wins. Whenever a team member achieved a major milestone through focused work, they received public recognition. And by tracking progress and holding everyone accountable, the team quickly developed stronger focus habits. Now, step 7, to create a culture of focus. To sustain this level of focus, she worked with Jessica to reinforce focus as part of the team's culture. They had a company-wide buy-in. Jessica ensured that the leadership respected deep work time and didn't overload the team with unnecessary meetings. And there was not any of the always-available culture. Team members were not expected to respond instantly to messages and emails unless they were urgent. And continuous improvement. The team kept refining their focus strategies, adjusting schedules, and eliminating new distractions as they arose. So what was the result? Well, actually, in time, eventually, it didn't happen right away, there was a total transformation because, at first, it was a difficult shift. The team resisted the changes. They were used to multitasking, constant meetings, and reacting to every message. But after a few months, the transformation was undeniable. Projects were complete on time, some of them even ahead of schedule. The quality of work dramatically improved. Team morale soared. People felt accomplished instead of overwhelmed, and Jessica became a stronger, more confident leader. And Nicole received recognition from the VP. But more importantly, Jessica's team had found a whole new way to work, one that was productive, rewarding, and sustainable. Now, Jessica's team didn't start out focused. They were distracted, scattered, and overwhelmed. But through clear structure, training, and discipline, Nicole helped them develop a superpower, the ability to focus on what truly matters. And once they mastered focus, everything else fell into place. So when a business team lacks focus, the consequences can be disastrous. Instead of smooth execution and timely delivery, these teams struggle, they stumble, and fail in ways that hurt both the business and the employees. So let's look at some of these. People have described this as the squirrel syndrome. The problem is constantly distracted, jumping from one task to another without completing anything. And the symptoms are team members start tasks but rarely finish them. They get excited about a new idea and abandon ongoing work. There's no prioritization or very little, and everything seems urgent, but nothing gets done. And they chase trends or new initiatives without sticking to a plan. So what happens? Well, the deadlines get missed, projects pile up, they create a mountain of half-finished work, and leadership loses trust in the team's ability to deliver. Now, there's also the meeting marathon team. The problem is spending more time talking than working. The meetings become endless, little gets done. For example, you have back-to-back meetings that leave no time for real work. Meetings have no clear agenda. The discussions go off track. The same topics keep getting discussed instead of acted upon, and team members feel exhausted and, even worse, unproductive by the end of the day. So what happens? Work piles up because no one has time to focus. Meetings create more confusion instead of solving problems. Employee frustration skyrockets, which leads out to burning and disengagement, and eventually the team leaves. You get team members hitting the road. Now, another problem, and this is the one I have struggled with my entire life and my career, is multitasking. Team members trying to do too many things at once, and the results are disastrous. The symptoms are people are juggling multiple tasks but make slow progress on all of them. Quality suffers because attention is divided. There's a lot of errors because details get overlooked. And nobody feels like they're getting ahead, but they do feel very busy. And the consequence is productivity drops as work quality suffers. Team members feel stressed and overwhelmed. Customers and stakeholders lose confidence due to the sloppy deliverables. Another issue is the everything is urgent. We've all worked in those kind of situations, I'm sure, because poor prioritization leads to constant fire drills. The symptoms are every task is treated as a top priority. The team is always rushing, cutting corners, and panicking. There's no planning, just reacting. And team members feel like they're always behind schedule. And so the consequences are long-term planning is impossible. And burnout is deadly, spreads quickly, and top performers start quitting. And the team delivers rushed, low-quality work. There's also no clear roles team. People don't know who's responsible for what, and leading to confusion. Multiple people work on the same task without coordination. Important tasks fall through the cracks because no one owns them. And team members waste time asking who's supposed to do this. And leadership spends too much time resolving internal conflicts. The consequence? Oh, terrible. Duplicated effort. It wastes time and resources. Key tasks are forgotten or ignored, and team morale drops because people feel unsupported or micromanaged. Then another problem is the never-ending scope creep. The project keeps expanding, but the deadlines don't change. Additional tasks get added constantly without adjusting priorities. No one says no to new requests. The team keeps adjusting plans instead of executing. The project timeline stretches indefinitely. So what happens? What's the consequence? Deadlines are never met because the work keeps growing. The team feels frustrated and demoralized, and upper management loses trust in the team's ability to deliver. Another problem is communication chaos. Poor communication leads to confusion, to frustration, and wasted efforts. Well, people don't know what's expected of them. Key details get lost in emails and scattered messages. Team members assume someone else is handling a task, and there's no standard way to track progress, which leads to great problems with alignment. And what's the consequence of this? Well, misunderstandings create mistakes and delays. Important tasks go unfinished or are done incorrectly. The team becomes frustrated and disengaged. Another issue is the work never ends. Team members work long hours, but they never seem to finish anything. People work late on weekends, but they still feel behind. The team is constantly exhausted. No time set aside for reviewing and improving procedures, and the team accepts overload as the norm instead of fixing the workflow. So what happens? What's the consequence of this? High turnover, top talent leaves for teams with better balance, burnout leads to more mistakes, lower productivity, and people leaving. And employee engagement plummets, and creativity suffers. There's another problem with the perfectionist problem. The team is obsessed with getting everything perfect, so nothing gets done. Team members overanalyze every detail. The work gets revised again and again. No one wants to make a decision for fear of making a mistake. The team spends too much time on minor improvements instead of delivering. So what happens? What's the consequence? Well, deadlines are constantly missed. The team falls behind competitors who ship products faster, and productivity drops as momentum is lost. So, if your project team is struggling with these problems, it's time for a change. Set clear priorities, focus on what matters most, and eliminate distractions. Reduce unnecessary meetings and keep the ones that you do have short, structured, and meaningful. And of course, stop multitasking. Encourage deep work. Establish clear roles. Make sure everybody knows their responsibilities and there's no overlap. Improve communication because you want to use structured tools, not scattered messages. Because without focus, teams fall apart. But with the right changes, even the most chaotic team can become laser sharp, productive, and successful. Hey, today we explored the incredible power of focus and how it can transform a struggling team into a high-performance machine. And we saw how Jessica's team went from chaos to clarity with the right strategies. We outlined how focused teams operate versus those that lack direction. And the difference between success and failure isn't just talent. It's the ability to focus on what truly matters. The most successful project teams cut out distractions, set clear priorities, minimize meetings, and master deep work to achieve extraordinary results. So yeah, if your team keeps losing focus, don't panic. Just remind them that multitasking isn't a skill, it's more like a cry for help. And here's the truth, when a team locks in, magic happens. And if you build that kind of focus and keep it, do it. You'll be surprised. And if there's one thing you can take away from this episode, let it be this. Focus is a skill. It took me a long time to figure this out and still working on it to this day. But it can be developed, strengthened, and mastered. It's a lifelong activity. It's not about working harder. It's about working smarter. And imagine what you could accomplish if you eliminated distractions and locked in on your most important tasks. Think how much more your team could achieve if they had crystal clear priorities and protected their deep work time. Because the difference between success and failure is often just a matter of focus. So as you step into your next work session, ask yourself, am I focusing on what truly matters? Or is my team structured to eliminate distractions and maximize productivity? And what changes can I make today to create a culture of focus? Start small, turn off notifications, set clear goals, and commit to deep work. You'll be amazed at what happens when you train yourself and your team to ignore the noise and lock in on what counts. Hey, thank you for tuning in to Ignoring the Rules with Wayne Robertson. If you found this episode valuable, subscribe, share, and leave a review. Go to WayneRobertson.com for more information, and most importantly, put those focus strategies into action. Let's make focus our greatest advantage. Hey, see you next time.